All right, Jamesy, good morning. So we are picking up today. We are picking up today again, and still in the middle of Perek Yud Aleph. In the red edition, we're picking up on page Kuf Tes Vav. So remember, again, he's talking about over here of the inyan of Nikima and Netira, taking revenge. That's Nakama and Netira, bearing a grudge. So here it's the inyan Netira, Nikima and Netira Yadua. This is the matter of taking revenge and bearing a grudge is well known, meaning well known that it's prohibited. Nikima means to withhold good from someone who did not want to do good for me, or someone who has already wronged me. Unitira, and netira means lahaskir beishu meitiv l'mishahiralo, eiz azikarn harasha asalo. Netira, on the other hand, is that if I'm going to do something nice for someone, I remind them about either how they didn't do that same good for me when I needed it, or some other transgression that they committed against me. Ulafisha yitzer holich umasiach asalev. And because the Yitzhar is always going ahead, Marsiach HaSlev is an interesting Lashon. It's always, Marsiach literally means to boil. Right? So it's always causing trouble within the heart. Umevakesh Tomid, Laniach Lefachos, Eizo Roshem, O Eizo Zikaron Im Hadavar, Ve'im Lo Yuchal Lahashir Zikaron Godol, Yishtad Lahashir Zikaron Mos. This is amazing. You know, what the Yitzhar often does is the Yitzhar likes to stir the pot. So what's the easiest way to get a person into trouble? So remind the person about how others have wronged him throughout life. You know, it's like, inevitably people wrong us. That's just the way of the world. Meaning, sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's unintentional. But for most of us, you know, every single day someone does something that upsets me, that annoys me, intentionally, unintentionally. So part of life is learning how to just simply ignore and go on. Giving people, being down the cuffs, just recognizing that people don't mean to be difficult. People often just do silly things. The way the Yitzhahara works is, the Yitzhahara gets a person to focus on all the interpersonal transgressions. It gets a person to focus on every single time that someone wronged me in some way, big or small. Because what happens when you get focused on it? We all know. What happens when you get focused on stuff like that? What ends up happening is you don't focus on anything else, right? It becomes all-consuming. You're angry at the world, you're angry at this one, you're angry at that one, and it uses up all of one's emotional and mental energy, and the person doesn't do mitzvahs, a person doesn't learn, a person doesn't grow. He says, Yomar derech mashal, so we can explain this to the mashal la'adam, excuse me, derech mashal la'adam, im tirtza litein le'ish hazeh, eis asher lo ratza hu laseis l'cha kishen itzrechta, lefachos lo titnenu b'sever panim yafos. So what does the Yitzhahara say? So let's say again, I wanted to go ahead and borrow Ruvain's shovel last week. And he didn't give it to me. And now this week he's coming to me and wants to borrow my lawnmower. So what does my Yitzhahara say? Give it to him. Give it to him. But you know what? You don't have to give it to him with a smile on your face. Right? Don't give it to him and save it part of Yafos. He says, oh, im in charotz laharalo. Or the Yitzhahara says, you know what? Fine, Ruvain now wants to borrow your lawnmower. That's fine. If you don't want to do something negative to him, that's fine. However, lefachos lo seitiv lo tova gidola. But you know what? You don't have to go out of your way for him. Velo tisayehu siyua gidola. You don't have to help him out a lot. O im tirtze gam lusayo harbe, or if you're going to help him out a lot, lefachos lo saseyu befanav. Don't do it in front of him. Meaning he shouldn't see it. O lo toshov lischaber imo velios lalreya. Or even if you're going to do something for him, you don't have to be his friend. And if you forgave him that, he shouldn't think that you're his enemy. That's fine. But if you think now you want to reestablish a friendship, don't do that. Don't show him as much love as he did before. So we'll say, all of these are examples where what the Yitzhahara does, remember we'll say this is from the beginning of the Sefer, the Ramchal said that the Yitzhahara very rarely just tells a person to sin. Not how the Yitzhahara works. What the Yitzhahara does do is the Yitzhahara tells a person, well, the Yitzhahara does a couple of things. the Yitzhar just simply gets me busy with other cheshbonos. And once I'm busy with other cheshbonos, by definition, I'm not thinking straight. Once I'm not thinking straight, so sin itself becomes inevitable. So here you see the Ramchal saying, all these cases, somebody wronged me. So okay, so for the Yitzhar to tell me, take revenge on the person, that's an overt sin. Yitzhar is going to lose that battle. Right? To go ahead and say, you should just harbor animosity, Yitzhar is going to lose that battle. But if the Yitzhar goes ahead, and says, no, do the nice thing for the person, but you know what? Don't do it with such a smile. Don't do it with such love. That's how the Yitzhara gets us. Kind of not telling us to do the wrong thing, but telling us to do the right thing by definition in a compromised fashion. He goes on, and this is how the Yitzhara works. Mashu mishtada lefatos es libos b'nei adam. He tries to go ahead and entice or seduce the hearts of men to do things in a less than optimal way. Therefore, the Torah gives us a principle, which is an overarching principle that all else must fit into. Love your fellow like you love yourself. Kamocha, below shum hefresh. Love him like yourself without any distinction. Kamocha b'li chilukim, without distinctions, b'li tachbulos u'mezimos, kamocha mamish. So says Ramchal, as well says, it's very difficult. Right? So the Ramchal says, the same way you love yourself without conditions, so too again love the other without conditions, no matter what he has done to you. Don't pay attention to the tachbulos, to the traps, to the mechanisms of the Yitzhara, but I will say, again, love the other in totality. So it says, obviously, it's easy to write, and it's easy to read. It's not so easy, ultimately, to put into practice. I will say, you should just know, as I mentioned before, the Ramchal had an exceptionally difficult life, and his life was difficult because people made his life difficult. Remember, the Ramchal was accused of being a follower of Shabtai Tzvi. He couldn't find a job as a Rebbe. He was banned from teaching Kabbalah. He ultimately becomes an optician. He can't find a job. I mean, the Ramchal suffered a lot at the hands of people. So just know, like, when he writes these words, it's not coming from a hollow place. It's coming from a place of a person who experienced much pain, but yet somehow still was able to rise above that pain and be able to love the other. But I will say, what's also interesting over here is how he describes the mechanism again of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah never tells us to lie, never tells us to directly sin. What the Yetzirah does do, the Yetzirah tells us to do things with less than a full heart, or with less than perfection, or with cutting corners, or with getting, or not paying attention too much. That's how the Yetzirah gets us. And the moment that we compromise ourselves, ultimately, again, that opens us up for further transgressions down the road. Let's see one more piece. Ulam HaShavuos. So we'll say, what's the next section? Oaths. People take false oaths. Afapi sheminastam kol she'enu min ha'adyotos nishmar mahotzi shim shayim mipi v'atana. We'll say, now the notion of taking a false oath means taking the name of God in vain. So the Ramchal writes, most people avoid this, right? Most, even regular people, you don't have to be a tzaddik, most regular people avoid this issue of taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. Kol shekin b'shvua, all the more so they're going to avoid taking a false oath. Yesh od ize anafim kitane. But they're supposed to say, even though most people will avoid the actual taking of a false oath, but there are other like appendages of this prohibition. Sha'afa pi she'ina min ha'chamurim yoser, that even though, again, they're not as strict, al kol, or they're not as severe, I should say, al kol ponim ro'i l'mi sherotze liyos naki, but somebody wants to be naki, should try to avoid them. Huma sh'amru, amr Rebbe Lazar, lav shvua vehin shvua. So I'll say, now what the next section the Ramchal is saying is oaths, taking false oaths. See, even though most regular people, just avoid this, because no one's going to want to overtly take a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name in vain, there are other smaller things that are the equivalent of taking a false oath. For example, Rebbe Lazar says that when you say no to something, that's a shvua. When you say yes to something, that's a shvua. Now we'll discuss what that means in just a moment. Amar Rava, v'hu d'amar lav trezimni. So Rava said, when is that? So that's if you said no twice, or v'hu d'amar hein trezimni, or you said yes twice, v'chein amru v'hin sedek, And so too the Gemara Darshan, what does it mean, v'hin tzedek? Now, v'hin tzedek literally means hin is a measure. So v'hin tzedek means that your measure of a hin should be an appropriate measure. He says, she he lav shalcha tzedek, v'hin shalcha tzedek. Your no should be righteous, and your yes should be righteous. And I will say, now what is he referring to over here? As we're going to see, as we will go on for a few more minutes, we're going to see that what he's talking about over here is that whenever a person makes a statement, so that statement, by definition, is a shvua. That statement is a quasi-shvua, right? That statement ultimately is a person's promise to do something. So a person says they're going to do something, and they don't do it, to a certain degree, that's a violation of a shvua as well. Because we'll say, again, remember, what a shvua represents is it's an affirmation that what I'm saying is correct. It's an affirmation that what I'm saying is true. So if I say something to be a hain, I say I'm going to do this, I say I'm not going to do this, I say this is true, I say this is false, and it turns out that I don't uphold my word, says Ramchal, that to a certain degree is like a shvua as well. Let's go a little bit weiter. V'hine dvar ha-sheker u'gam cholira. So the Ramchal writes, sheker, falsehood or lying, is also a terrible sickness. Nispashit ma'od bivnei adam. And it has spread among many people. V'ulam madregos, madregos yeshvo. But Rabbi said, like most things in life, there are different gradations, right? There are different levels of how people do not tell the truth. Yesh b'nei adam, she'umenosam mamishua shakranos. Rabbi said, there are some people that they're simply career liars. It's what they do. Mamishu, shumnasam, literally, their livelihood. They're umnus, they're just liars. Him hochim ubodim libam kizavim gimurim. They just lie overt lies. L'man harbos sicha bin abrios o l'chashim bin hacham v'yodi dvaram harbe. Both say they do this either because in order to go ahead and make conversation with people, right, or to go ahead and to be thought of as chachamim or people who are very knowledgeable. He says va'aleim ne'emar to'avas Hashem sifse sheker. And about them it said that it's an abomination of God, those who lie on their lips. V'omer, sifso seichem dibru sheker l'shonchem avlu te'ege. U'kvar gazru dinu chacham zkron l'vracha. And the rabbi said, what is their din? Arba kitos einan mekabels p'nei ha-shechina. It was that there are four groups of people that do not receive the shechina after 120. V'achas mim, one of them is kat shakranim, liars. Liars. It was said, now understand, the logic behind that is that at the end of the day, speech is what differentiates us from the rest of creation. Speech is what makes us divine or quasi-divine. Person goes out and profanes that which makes us divine, ultimately says the Gemara, you have no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the career liar, the person who can never speak emes, the person who can never be trusted, the Gemara says such a person like that ultimately is not mekabel p'nei ha-shechina. We'll stop over, we'll pick up in Emirat Hashem with the second Yesh Achirim. I'm Pete Kofiyot Zayin tomorrow, Amir Tzashem.
Journalists, politicians.
I'm sorry?
Salesman.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
Others.
Clear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to the shirt.